Well, good morning, everybody. Your Pope trivia of the week is that evidently there has never been a Pope taller than 6 foot. And the Pope that was, I think there were a couple, but the last Pope that was 6 foot would have been Pope Pius XII. So there may have been, they didn't keep records of height, you know, back in the first 1,000 years. But people were kind of short in the olden days. So I have a hunch that we've never had a pope taller than 6 foot. Go figure. I was thinking about our gospel. Jesus is pretty harsh. It made me think of a story about a man and his son and a donkey. And the man and the son and the donkey were all going to town. And people going out of town were going the other way. And well, anyway, so the man and the son, the man is sitting on the donkey and the son is walking next to the donkey and they're going in the same direction and people are walking the other way and they say, what a horrible father making his son walk while he just sits on this donkey. So they switch places. More people come the other way. What a horrible kid making his old man walk while he just sits on this donkey. So then they think, well, let's both get on the donkey. More people coming the other way. Look at those horrible people. They're going to kill that donkey. That's too much weight for one donkey. So then the guy, they think, well, let's both get off of the donkey and walk next to the donkey. So they're doing that, and sure enough, more people are coming the other way. Look at that. Perfect waist of a perfectly healthy donkey. Then the donkey walks off a cliff. The moral of the story is, if you try to please everybody, you can kiss your donkey goodbye. And you can use a different word for donkey if you want. But Jesus, in our gospel, tells us it's not about pleasing others. Many of us have the disease to please. We like to be people pleasers. We want that everybody be happy. We want that everybody like us. But that takes a large toll on a person to try to please everyone in his or her life. Jesus does not expect that. All Jesus asks for in our gospel today, in a very stern way, is that we go to incredible lengths to be God-pleasers. It ain't about pleasing everybody. It's about pleasing God. Now, sometimes when we please God, other people will be very happy. Sometimes they won't. But reality is, our mission, what has to like undergird all our actions and thoughts and words, is being God pleasers, not people pleasers. And made me think of my priest growing up, Father Charlie. He used to teach us, and I told the kids this on Friday. Father Charlie used to, every morning he would pray, Lord, help me make you proud of me today. And Lord, help me make you proud of me today. That was part of his morning prayer. And then kind of at the end of the day, it's like, well, did I please God today? Did I make God proud of me? And pray God we live our lives in such a way that we make God proud of us every day, that we set ourselves about pleasing Him and forget about being people pleasers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.